right. Good to have you back as we continue on this day. Laura Wellington will join me here in a moment. She's the founder of Thread MB, author, TEDx speaker, founder of Xenix. She says unvaccinated. Women say no to vaccinated single men. I think she's ready. Laura, are you there? All right. Good to have you here. I'm not hearing her, but maybe you guys are. Sometimes it happens that way. You guys will figure that out. Let's start with that, Laura. Unvaccinated single women saying no to... There you are. I can hear you now. Are saying no to vaccinated men. We're all good. Feels like Monday. It's fine. Good to see you. But this is a new social phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, confidence with the vaccine. It's something that is, at this point, a real problem for unvaccinated single women and actually unvaccinated single men. The concern over getting involved with someone, ultimately having a relationship with them and ending up in bed with them is worrisome for these women because they did not get the vaccine for a reason, and they don't want to become vaccinated in a secondary way through sex. So it is a huge problem, and to find people to actually date is it's unbelievable out there if you're an unvaccinated woman.
So let me ask you this, Laura, because this is the crux of the conversation is this. Unvaccinated people becoming vaccinated, if you will, by having intimate relations with a sexual partner. Pfizer, Moderna, the government, the CDC, all these other companies, agencies, representatives say that's not possible. And yet, people believe it is. Tell me your. I mean, I'm telling you, that's the opposite side of this conversation. We try to have all sides. So just tell me what your response to that is.
They tell us that a lot of things are not possible. How could they even know, given there's been no real research long term of what the ramifications could be? Are you willing to risk your life on someone telling you that it's not possible? Do they really care? I mean, it's obvious they don't care. They rolled this thing out in such a haphazard form. You're seeing, athletes dying on the field. You're seeing people having reactions that have altered the course of their life. Is that something that we're going to risk? I mean, you wouldn't even know if you did, in a sense, got pregnant and then that child dies. Is somebody going to be there to say that, we'll take care of you? Because, if this happened, they're never going to take responsibility for this.
Oh, there's no question there have been lies told.
Horrible thing that they've done.
There's no, the best footage in recent memory of Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, being asked on the streets of Davos, Switzerland, when did you know the vaccine didn't work and why didn't you tell somebody? I mean, we were told early on, oh, the vaccine, get the vaccine, it'll stop the spread of the virus. That proved to be completely false. And in fact, now it's, I read somewhere, somebody that had six jabs that got the virus and died. Six jabs. I didn't even know there were that many available. And have we been lied to? Yeah, quite extensively, I would say, on many different aspects, both from the vaccine to the masks to the lockdowns to all of it. So you're right. Skepticism is fine, but I don't know the mechanism by which this would transfer. And that's what the other side says. So in order to have you explain, and I think you're doing a fine job, that's what we're doing here. So scientifically speaking, you don't know if it can or cannot, but people are erring on the side of caution is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. And again, why wouldn't you? This is your life you're talking about. And it doesn't seem, given what we're seeing across our nation, it doesn't seem like anybody cares about our lives, American lives. They're just so flippantly being thrown into the mix of this political crazy, this health crazy. Who knows what to believe? So you have to make sure that you take care of yourself. And these unvaxxed women and unvaxxed men are taking care of themselves because they see no one else is going to. And so they are going to err on the side of caution, because at the end of the day, what is proven is natural immunity. And what continues to be proven throughout this is natural immunity. So it just doesn't seem like there's any reason to risk it at this moment. Now, if things prove out years down the road, maybe they'll change their mind. But we're not years down the road.
No, and we're right here, right now.
Unfortunately, we have a huge test market.
Sure.
For this to see.
Let me ask you about something else here. Let me ask you about something else that comes to mind here as I sit here and listen to this. And that is, I mean, there are vaccines that have proven to be quite successful, smallpox and measles and different things over time. Those are traditional vaccines where you have a broken part of a dead right. virus or whatever, right? That's a vaccine in the traditional right. sense that's proven to be very effective overall. Right. But do you think that this whole experimentation or whatever this was and this exercise in futility to stop the spread of this virus will keep people from getting vaccinated for other things in the future?
Well, it could now, right? It could now. Despite the proven nature of the traditional vaccines, it could now, because I think that people's eyes have opened. They've woken up, and now they're saying, all this stuff with children who have autism, is that from a vaccine? All these issues with kids over the years, is that from a vaccine? So, yeah, will they take the flu vaccine? Well, they don't know if there's going to be a bait and switch or an addition to the flu vaccine. You don't know who to trust anymore. So, yeah, unfortunately, that is the case. So even the traditionally accepted vaccines, and we're not talking about, these unvaccinated women being anti-vaxxers or men anti-vaxxers. It has nothing to do with it. It's a completely separate issue. There's no trail in this. You wouldn't buy a car the first year out. Why would you take a vaccine that could alter the rest of your life? Because you're frightened?
No,
that's
a great question.
That's the worst time to do.
It's a great question, and that's a question that many people have answered, and it's a question that many people said no. And so there's a lot to, and it's not just about whether or not the virus can spread. Some people may not want to date somebody who was conned into taking the vaccine. There's also that point as well. Maybe that's just enough to have people say, you know what? I don't want to date somebody who was willing, right? We've got 30 seconds. Yeah. Laura, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I think that these people, these women and men who are not taking the vaccine have been very smart. And if they do want to find somebody to date, I created an app called Sneaks where they can meet people that are unvaxxed and find that person, because that's still a need in our society.
Z-N-E-E-X. Z-N-E-E-X.
Sneaks.
Sneaks.
About now.
All right. Laura Wellington, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. Good conversation. I mean, people are concerned. And she's right. We've been lied to too much for there to be any confidence in what they have to say, period. All true. I'll take a break here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being here.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us. But it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard. Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires. Start